I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. Dothan's police department is under scrutiny after a blog post alleged officers planted drugs and weapons on young black men for nearly a decade. The Henry County Report, a blog run by the nonprofit Alabama Justice Project, claims that the group obtained documents indicating more than a dozen Dothan officers on a special narcotics team routinely planted evidence in cases against young black men. The documents from the Dothan Police Internal Affairs Division show complaints from both suspects and fellow officers that evidence was being planted. The cases were prosecuted despite those allegations, and many of those convicted are still in prison. Current Dothan Police Chief Stephen Parrish says the allegations against the department are false. He says one officer was disciplined for improper storage of evidence and was removed from the department. The Henry County Report article also alleges the officers involved were all members of a neo-Confederate hate group. The Southern Poverty Law Center is currently investigating those claims. Veterans in South Central Alabama have the opportunity to learn more about access to health care. The Central Alabama Veterans Health Care System is holding its quarterly Veterans Town Hall meeting. Brett Robbins is the public affairs officer for the agency. He says many veterans come in with concerns about their benefits.
We generally bring the Veterans Benefit Administration along with us, so that way their staff is there to answer any kind of benefit questions, such as service-connected disability ratings, pensions, and so forth. The purpose of our town hall meetings is to hear from our veterans.
The meeting is open to the public and will be held at the Alabama Southern Community College Science Building, room 104 in Monroeville, Alabama, at 1 p.m. Students at the University of Alabama may soon be having more meals on wheels. APR student reporter Elena Upman has more on a plan to bring more food trucks to the Tuscaloosa campus.
The Student Government Association's Food and Nutrition Committee is working with campus leaders to allow more food trucks on school grounds. It's not as easy as it sounds. The university has specific rules on which spots food trucks can park and serve customers without disrupting traffic. Committee member Elizabeth Patton says the idea is worth pursuing.
Something that would really enhance student life and that students at Alabama would really enjoy.
If allowing food trucks on campus doesn't work, an alternative plan would put the trucks in church parking lots within walking distance. For APR News, I'm Elena Upman in Tuscaloosa.
The next state legislative session begins in February, and a Tuscaloosa senator plans to try again to expand Alabamians' gun rights. State Senator Gerald Allen has pre-filed a bill that would make it legal in Alabama to carry a loaded handgun in a vehicle without a concealed carry permit. State law currently states that handguns carried in cars must be unloaded and locked away from the vehicle's occupants unless the owner has a permit. Now we'll head to the WVUA Weather Center for today's forecast from Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott.
Plenty of sunshine today after that chilly start. Temperatures remain cool for this time of the year. Most areas topping out in the 50s. Overnight tonight for North Alabama, light freeze. South Alabama, mid-30s. For Friday, we'll top out in the upper 50s with low 60s likely south of U.S. Highway 80. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.